Namaskar. To my dear friends at the IIPA International Conference on Astrology, this is David Hawthorne. I am the president of the International Institute of Predictive Astrology, and I am speaking to you from Fairfield, Iowa, USA. Please know that I wish very much to have been able to join all of you in India for the conference. Hopefully, I will be able to join you some other time. I'm sure it is a great joy to be with Professor V.K. Chaudhary and his son, K. Rajesh Chaudhary, and their families, and other esteemed members of the IIPA in the land of the Veda, where Jyotisha, the divine science of light, was born, and to see firsthand the culture of India, where many of us lived many of our previous lifetimes. I would like to take this opportunity to express my deepest appreciation for your efforts to attend this conference and for the efforts of Professor Chaudhary and K. Rajesh and their untiring work on the remarkable development of the systems approach to Vedic astrology. Like many of you, I spent many years studying classical Jyotish. My library contains more than 108 classical and contemporary books on Vedic astrology. All of these books contain heavily underlined pages and copious notes in all of the blank spaces. I also own and have listened to more than 1,000 hours of audio tapes from the classes and seminars given by leading astrologers worldwide, including Chakrapani Ula, Dr. B.V. Raman, K.N. Rao, Narendra Desai, Hart Defoe, David Frawley, James Braha, Dennis Harness, Dr. K.S. Torak, Christina Collins Hill, James Kelleher, R.J. Krishnan, Dennis Flaherty, William Levesey, Pandit Oja, Ronnie Gail Dreyer, Tom Hopke, Bepin Bahari, Ernst Wilhelm, and many other well-meaning astrologers. In the first 10 years of my Vedic astrology education, I studied and practiced on somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 horoscopes. In those days, I used a wide range of techniques from Bhavat Bhavam to Ashtaka Vargas and Bindu points. I would read charts from the rising sign, from the moon sign, from the sun sign, and from the five levels of the Vimshottari Dasha sequence, and from other Dasha systems as well. I even learned how to determine the rising sign from studying a person's thumbprint. I also participated in a number of online Jyotish forums on the internet. It was on one such forum that I met Professor Chaudhary many years ago. At first, I did not know who he was, but I quickly grew to respect his posts. These were always simple and helpful. He did not pontificate, and he did not defend his positions or attack others. Nor did he post only once in a while to commercialize his products and services like some other astrologers had done. At some point early on, I realized that my library already contained Professor Chaudhary's original book, The Systems Approach for Interpreting Horoscopes, which I had purchased and studied beginning in February 1993. It wasn't too long after that when I sent him an email and confessed that I had not grasped his system's approach from the book and asked if he would help me to learn his system by email. He agreed to help me and thus began a new era in my Jyotish studies. From that point on, and almost daily for the first few years, I would send him an email with a question, sometimes even a few paragraphs of questions, and invariably I would receive an answer to my question, often clarifying the issue with just a few simple words. It was a dream come true for me to be able to connect with a professor of astrology in India. I would send him all of my deepest questions, such as my all-time favorite question, one that I think all astrologers come to in their career. If a malefic planet is exalted, does it cause more harm or less harm? And vice versa. If a malefic planet is debilitated, does it cause more harm or less harm? In the past, when I had asked this question of other teachers and astrologers, their answers were never quite clear. I would get doublespeak, and they would leave me more confused than before. As usual, Professor Chowdhury's answer was a breath of fresh air. He said something to the effect that the role of a malefic planet is to cause harm, if it is close to another planet, by aspect or conjunction, either in the natal chart or in the transit chart. If, however, it is exalted and well-placed, then it also has the power to protect and promote its own significations. Whereas, if it is debilitated, it lacks the power to protect and promote its own significations. How clear, how simple, how logical. Admittedly, it took some time for me to fully comprehend the system's approach. But over time, I began to use the techniques more and more in my readings. And the comments I got from my clients were quite satisfying. More and more people began to tell me that my readings were accurate and helpful. In fact, for the first time, I began to fully understand even my own chart and the charts of everyone in my family. Then one day I heard that Professor Chowdhury was going to be in England for a Vedic astrology conference. So I asked him to further his journey by visiting me in Fairfield, Iowa. I told him that I could arrange to have a number of Vedic astrologers here for a small conference on systems approach, and he agreed to extend his visit to USA. Plans were made, and I was quite excited to be able to meet him. However, while driving to the airport to pick him up, I realized that I had never actually spoken to him in person, so I became somewhat apprehensive. Much to my relief, Professor Chowdhury turned out to be all that I had hoped for. And on the way home from the airport, I said to him, "Professor Chowdhury, I have a confession to make. Here in America, astrology is not very well received." Professor Chowdhury answered me by saying, "Oh, it is like that everywhere, even in India. That is because astrologers lack a scientific paradigm with which to read charts." In the end, I think we had about 20 or 30 astrologers here for the conference in Fairfield. Not only were we all grateful for the chance to meet Professor Chowdhury, we were also impressed with his genuine kindness, intelligence, and professionalism. He did not lapse into some arrogance or attempt to convert us to some religious thinking, as has been done by some previous visiting astrologers. During the few days he spent with me and my family, I couldn't help but notice that he was completely focused on sharing this knowledge of Vedic astrology in the most dignified manner. He was simple, clear, kind, patient, and helpful to one and all. Now it has been about 20 years that I have studied systems approach, and I'm quite grateful for this knowledge. To this day, from time to time, I still send Professor Chowdhury my toughest charts and questions and feel blessed that he's still patient with me and takes the time to be helpful. Over time, I have developed complete confidence in this knowledge and my own capabilities to share it with others. It is such a great joy to have systems approach, which is simple, easy, effortless, accurate, relevant, and replicable. The positive comments I get from my clients, even from live radio shows and on-the-spot readings at various conferences, have contributed to an unshakable confidence that we are on the right path. This wonderful paradigm truly sheds light on horoscopes and can be used in every area of life, including mental and physical health, finances, relationships, careers, family life, longevity, the emotional state, and even one's spiritual path and progress. My success stories are too many to mention here, but some of them include saving a woman from brain surgery, accurately identifying when a young woman would walk again, and helping a young couple with the remedial measures for conceiving their first child. Since beginning to document my professional activities as an astrologer using systems approach, several thousand clients have paid me for my services, and almost an equal amount of people with some misfortunes in life have not had to pay anything for my services. Money, as we all know, is not the issue in life. Of course, when we don't have any money, we want some. But then when we do have money, we find that there are more important things in life as well. We have all heard that if we do what is closest to our hearts, which is what we came here on earth to do, then the money will follow. I once asked Professor Chowdhury to look into my chart and to see if I was really capable of being an astrologer. I asked him to be honest and to let me know if it would be better for me to not follow astrology, as I have a wife and 3 children, and I did not want them to suffer by having me go down the wrong path. Professor Chowdhury's words remain in my heart. He said, "Yes, David, you can be an astrologer, and you can earn money from astrology. But more importantly, being an astrologer leads to peace of mind and purpose of life." So in my heart is a great joy to be connected with this divine knowledge and to be helping my family, my friends, and my clients through the light of this wisdom. I know that all of you in India feel the same way that I do, that we are blessed to have been in the right place at the right time with the right attitude. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Professor Chowdhury for this contribution to my family and to humanity, and to each of you for joining with Professor Chowdhury on this most divine path of life, the path of light and liberation. As it says in the Brihat Samhita, a person dedicated to the learning and teaching of astrology is not assigned to the hell. On the contrary, he achieving salvation goes to Brahmaloka, the abode of the gods. Let me conclude by wishing Professor Chowdhury, K. Rajesh, and their families, and all of you at this conference, all the best in health, happiness, prosperity, longevity, and spiritual progress. Namah Shivaya.